Friends, the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis informs us that the eldest child of our first parents, Cain, turned out to be a proud and self-centered and murderous person. His offering to God was rejected. It reflected an attitude of religious self-righteousness and a callous, rebellious heart. His brother Abel's offering was accepted as it reflected humility of heart and thankfulness to his loving and holy Creator. Cain rejected the gracious advice and solemn divine warning. Instead, he hatefully carried out a wicked plan and murdered his younger brother. Friends, Cain's self-centeredness was further displayed by establishing a city proudly named after Enoch, his firstborn son. The biblical record of Cain's ancestry stops five generations later with wicked Lamech, who introduced polygamy and promoted murder. He boastfully claimed the right to inflict injustice and even kill others. Yet the chapter ends in a hopeful note. It shifts the focus to a different God-fearing human line with the birth of Seth to Adam and Eve. His mother said, "God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him." To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Friends, the Holy Spirit presents to us a sharp contrast between two lines from Adam. The birth of Cain's son, Enoch, led to further human rebellion and depravity, while the birth of the son of Seth, Enosh, brought a line of love and obedience to the Lord. Genesis 4 ends, "At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord." The fifth chapter takes us back to the beginning of creation, when our first parents enjoyed the wonderfully perfect divine image and likeness. It says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them and named them man when they were created." Then a very long list of Adam's godly ancestry through Seth is given all the way to Noah and his three sons. It ends saying, "After Noah was 500 years old, Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth." The sixth chapter tells of a renewed problem for humanity. It says, "When man began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said, 'My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. Friends, clearly the human ancestry, which began to call upon the name of the Lord, was preserved from Seth all the way to the household of Noah. They are called sons or children or people of God. The other human ancestry they mixed with is identified as the daughters of man. The sixth chapter continues, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals, and creeping things and birds of the heaven, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Friends, the message is clear. As the human race multiplied, the godly ancestry descending from Seth began to mix with the rest of the ungodly fallen humanity. Yet Noah's household was preserved even through the judgment of the devastating universal flood. Noah's ancestry led all the way to Abram the Hebrew, through whom the promised offspring, the seed of woman, came. Jesus, the Messiah Savior, who brings salvation blessings to all races and nations of our fallen humanity. Hallelujah.